take their seats. Drums and horns and squeeze box beats. The animals started to tap their hooves and show their coolest polka moves. Just when the party was getting hot, in walked Mackie was sleeping, not. Turns out when old Mac was young, Pig Latin was his favorite tongue. Pig pay, atin lay, olka pay, and stay. Pay, atin lay, olka pay, and stay. Pay, atin lay, olka pay, and stay. Umkay, and way, av, hay, some unfay. Shirt and polka dot pants. He twirled one animal after another till the whole barn shook with a flutter. Ig pay, atin lay, olka pay, and stay. Ig pay, atin lay, olka pay, and stay. Ig pay, atin lay, olka pay, and stay. Umkay, and way, av, hay, some unfay. Ig pay, atin lay, olka pay, and stay. Ig pay, atin lay, olka pay, and stay. Ig pay, atin lay, olka pay, and stay. Umkay, and way, av, hay, some unfay.
There you've got Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer with the Pig Latin polka dance, and that especially was played for Carl, who wanted to hear Jeremy wanted to hear a polka this morning. Jeremy, we'll see if we can find another polka or two for you, but that one came to us right away. I just texted ourselves, and I did not get my text, and I noticed we didn't have any text messages from our last game, which is very unusual. Normally, we have quite a few text messages. So if you texted us and didn't hear your name acknowledged, it's because we didn't get your text, and I suspect it's not your issue, it's ours, that for whatever reason our text, incoming text messages are jammed. I'll try to take a look at that during our station break coming up to see if I might be able to do anything about it. Meanwhile, I want to take a moment to let you know that our year-end fundraiser topped $19,000. In fact, we are now at $19,001 with just a few weeks to go towards the end of the year. 132 people have contributed $19,001. Donations have ranged from $5 to $1,000. Our year-end goal is $50,000. Last year, we raised just a little over $40,000. We hope that you'll consider making a contribution. If you like the kind of radio you hear here Saturday mornings, the reason we're able to bring it to you is quite simple. We reflect listener interests, and we don't have to base what we do here on advertising success. It's part of a long, trusted public radio model that has existed since 1948 in this country. Listeners support programming that they find stimulating, interesting, entertaining, educational. By doing so directly, they help ensure its continued success. Other models, instead, have programming created to lure listeners to hear advertising messages. That's not the reason we're here at all. We're here to reflect community needs, what you would like to hear, and also to try to provide a public service at the same time. If you enjoy the Saturday Light Brigade, you know the reason why, and if it's within your budget to make a contribution, we hope you won't let this moment pass by. You can phone us at 1-888-752-7234. 1-888-752-7234. Ricky or I will gladly process your contribution. You can also use the same number at 412-200-5975 by telephone to reach us. I should check. That number should be working just fine. Better yet, go to slbradio.org/donate. There you can find everything you need to make a contribution by PayPal, Amazon, a credit card of your choice, or simply by sending a check. Our address is SLB, P.O. Box 10092, Pittsburgh 15233. Thank you for your support if you've already made a contribution. If not, consider doing so today. We have these campaigns simply to remind you once per year and also to give you the opportunity to make a first-time donation. A lot of folks have never realized that we are supported by individual listeners. That's why we have these campaigns, 412-200-5975. Thank you. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU-PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, paws, or anything they got. Listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do. The old cat just goes moo. The dogs and the cats that take up the middle. The honeybee hums, the cricket fiddles, the donkey brays and the pony neighs and the old coyote howls. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, paws, or anything they got now. Listen to the top where the little birds sing, and the melody with the high notes ringing. The hoot owl hall is over everything, and the jaybird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks and he's on his way. The possum ain't got much to say, and the porcupine talks to himself. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, paws, or anything they got. It's a simple song, a living song everywhere, by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear, the grumpy alligator and the hawk above, the sly raccoon and the turtle dove. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, paws, or anything you got. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, paws, or anything you got now. It's all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, paws, or anything they got now.
The late Bill Staines at the Saturday Light Brigade, who passed away just last week at the age of 74, leaving lots and lots of songs, including that one, which is a favorite of many, many people. All God's Critters Got a Place in the Choir. We'll have more from Bill throughout today's radio program and are glad you have had a chance to get to know him, as are we, over the years. Thoughts puzzle is coming up in just a moment to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Thanks to an anonymous donor for your generous support. We're grateful.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Well, we're going to give you three words, and it's up to you to see if you can figure out the one word we're looking for that naturally follows the three that we give you. Sometimes there's more than one answer. We'll see today how we do. The words are break, melt, and show. Break, melt, and show. One word naturally follows those three: break, melt, and show. And if you would like to take a guess, we hope you'll phone us at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-752-7234. It looks as though we're not receiving text messages this morning. I'm still checking on that. So you might want to use instant input by going to slbradio.org or email us at slb@slbradio.org if you want to play in that fashion. Good luck. Our words again: break, melt, and show. Susan Trump now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Sunburned face line, Grandpa was a man of few words. He had a way of not wanting to say any more than he thought would be heard. Long years of living, day to day given, had carved out a map on his face. With of a painter, heart of a maker of songs. His words fell like rain on the dry, dusty plain, precious and so quickly gone. Thank you. song. His words fell like rain on the dry, dusty plain, precious and so quickly gone.
For the grass is living and the stone is dead. just the grass that's gentle and low. The roots are deep and the will is to grow. God bless the truth, the friend of the poor, and the wild grass growing round the poor man's door. God bless the grass.
Malvinas, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. With God Bless the Grass, before that, Eyes of a Painter, a song by Kate Wolf. Thanks for your patience. If you've been trying to text us, we're not getting your text messages this morning, but I'm actually talking to the nice text people who are working on that, and a lot of folks are therefore emailing us, and I appreciate that. We're looking for the one word that naturally follows break, melt, and show. Break, melt, and show. We could add first. We could also add touch to that list. 412-200-5975. Jay in Washington gave us a quick call as he was driving, and he came up with the correct answer. Bruce and Ingram, fresh from Pitt's victory last week, he had a guess of time. Not time. Russ in North Carolina got it. Oh, he gave a clue of ho as another clue. That's a great clue. Thank you, Russ. And Tommy came up with the correct answer. Tommy out in Pleasant Hills, that is. And a correct answer also from Zach. It's been a while since we've heard from you, Zach. Thank you for checking in. He got it. As did Linda and Collier. And Tom in McCandless. And we'll leave the puzzle open for a few more moments, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Bruce just got the correct answer. Those extra hints helped him. So we're looking for the one word that naturally follows: break, melt, show, first, touch. Another clue is ho. And another clue is knock. 412-200-5975. We'll leave things open for you for a little bit. Here's hoping you'll call and take part.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
That is Dave Koz with a song I think you recognize. And good morning to Bonnie and Jeff on Observatory Hill. They came up with the correct answer to our afterthought puzzle. And Matthew also has the correct answer. And Tommy came up with it too. He is in Virginia. And I think I mentioned Bruce and Jay in Washington. Russ in North Carolina, Tommy in Pleasant Hills, and Zach in Pittsburgh, and Linda and Collier and Tom and McCandless. Did you figure it out? Break, melt, and show, the word that naturally follows those three, is down. Break down, melt down, show down, knock down, hoe down. We gave as a clue first down. Touchdown. That's the word we were looking for. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with the correct answer. And if you texted us with your answer, We didn't get it. Probably soon we're going to get hundreds of text messages. I'm actually chatting with... You can't... Well, the phone company, whoever they may be these days, they're taking a look at things. They've confirmed the problem and are troubleshooting it. At least we know it's not us. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in about 10 minutes, one way or the other. Thanks to Steve and Oakmont for your generous support of SLB during our year and donor drive. Thanks to Joanne of Oakland and Barbara in Aspinwall. And Jeff and Beaver for your support also. You can follow suit by going to slbradio.org/donate. There you can use a credit card of your choice or PayPal or Amazon or even Facebook securely. You also can call us anytime this morning. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234, and we'll be able to securely process your contribution. We appreciate your supporting SLB Radio during our year-end donor drive. And a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you solved our Afterthoughts puzzle today with the word down.
Deedin' dat and dootin' if you hear somebody tootin' it. Deedin' dat and dootin', it's a musical jack. When they play, they got a way of putting lots of tootin' it. Deedin' dat and dootin', it's the down home rack.
Down home,
down home, they got a rhythm and how.
Down home,
down home, while they're pushing the plow.
Down home, where they're
That's the Down Home Rag by Trapezoid Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great network of radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and slbradio.org/radio. Song I suspect you recognize.
I'm the Grinch that stole Christmas.
In case you didn't, now you know. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, it is time to give you a chance now to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Brigade Charade puzzle. Get ready to call us at 412-200-5975. Hey, I just got a text message. Maybe that means our texts are coming through again. Turkey City Arn. Good morning. I can tell this is maybe the second of several text messages, but it's nice to know our service may be working once again. If you sent us a text message early this morning, chances are, unless you're Turkey City Arn, we didn't get it. We've won. By now, we've usually had maybe, 75 plus text messages. So the cue might be being released by the text messaging central people. Do you ever wonder if you went back in time 20 years and you heard yourself saying certain things, like the phrase text message, if you'd wonder, what? What is he even talking about? Or words like Facebook or social media. 20 years ago, you heard somebody from the future talking that way. We might as well have been saying flying cars or jetpacks as if they were commonplace.
The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Thursday to Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
This week, our Brigade Charade has three syllables to it. And the clue is Sunday flavor. Syllable one, often provided with a beverage. Syllable two, smoky, black or brown. Syllable three, vowel. Vowel. Put those three syllables together. Remember that spelling does not count. And see if you can derive the word that we are looking for. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. A Saturday Light Brigade charge awaits you. And we hope you'll take a guess. Again, the clue is Sunday flavor. Syllable one, often provided with a beverage. Syllable two, smoky, black, or brown. Syllable three, vowel. Four one two two hundred five nine seven five. Good luck.
The first day of practice, it was easy to see our soccer team wasn't all it could be. The coach kicked the ball out, said, "Let's have some fun." Some kid yelled out, "Watch me hit a home run." Our first game that week, it was quite a surprise. We were losing 6-0 before we opened our eyes. The score was 12-0 at the end of the day. Our coach called us over and I heard him say, "Sometimes you lose and sometimes you win. They knock you down, just get up again. You've done your best, then don't be ashamed. But you play for the love of the game." So we showed up the next week, all ready to play. But wouldn't you know, it went the same way. Their team scored first, then again and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Week after week, it was always the same. We never scored, we lost every game. The other teams won, the other teams cheered, and the voice of my coach just rang in my ears, saying, "Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. They knock you down, just get up again. You've done your best, then don't be ashamed to play for the love of the game." 8 games we've lost, how many more? Some kid asked our coach, "What's it feel like to score?" But still I show up on each Saturday, 'cause I like to run and I love to play. Last game of the season, what could be worse? Our team in last, their team in first. They're big and fast, we're small and slow. Who picked these teams? That's what I want to know. Their team scored first, but then we held fast. We stayed in position, sometimes we passed. Time running out, looked like they'd win. Bly centered the ball, Todd kicked it in. The ref blew the whistle, the game was all done. The score was all tight, but it felt like we'd won. Our coach screamed and shouted, he yelled, "Way to go!" I said, "Hey coach, calm down, don't you know? Sometimes you lose, and sometimes you win. They knock you down, just get up again. You've done your best, then don't be ashamed, 'cause you played for the love of the game. 'Cause you played for the love of the game."
That is Van Morrison at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our text messages are coming in once again. It looks to me like we're not getting ones from that may have been sent early, but we're getting the latest that are coming in. And I know that because John and Carrick just texted with the correct answer to the current puzzle. So did Tommy in Virginia. And Annie out east also came up with the correct answer, as did Jim in Crafton Heights. Are you wondering how I know we're not getting older text messages yet? It's because I texted ourselves and I still haven't received it, but it looks like the contemporary ones are coming in. So thank you for playing along. Jay in Washington got the correct answer as well, and so did Bonnie up on Observatory Hill. Tom and McCandless also got it. And let's give you the puzzle one more time. We are looking for a three-syllable word. The clue is Sunday flavor. Sunday flavor. Syllable one, often provided with a beverage. Syllable two, smoky, black, or brown. Syllable three, vowel. Put those three syllables together, and you should be able to come up with a Sunday flavor. 412-200-5975. Thank you to John for your generous support of SLB during our year-end donor drive. John used Amazon, showing how easy it is to do so by going to donate or slbradio.org/donate. slbradio.org/donate. Just press the button and you can use PayPal or Amazon or any credit card of your choice or Facebook. Our address there is published too in the event you would like to simply send us a check. So the correct answer to our puzzle, Sunday flavor, often provided with a beverage, is a straw. Smoky black or brown is a bear. Smoky bear, a black bear, or a brown bear. And a vowel is E in this case, giving you straw, bear, E, or strawberry, which is the Sunday flavor we were looking at. Congratulations if you came up with the correct answer, and I've acknowledged the correct answers that we've received. I'm making one last check, but I think I got them all. Indeed, I did. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up momentarily. And now it's a pleasure to talk to an old friend from an organization that's been serving our community for a long time. Allison, good morning.
Hi, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Allison Popieski of Attack Theater. And you've got something. Attack Theater always has innovative things going on, but you've got something coming up for very young children, ages 3 to 6. It's a family fun workshop. Tell us what's going to be happening at this.
Yeah, so it's Family Fun Workshop. It's next Saturday, so it's December 18th, from 10 to 11. And, it's kind of exactly what the title says, with the Family Fun Workshop, and it's kicking off a partnership that Attack Theater has been doing with Pittsburgh Public Schools Early Childhood Centers. So we're kind of bringing it to our new space in Lawrenceville, and it's a family friendly workshop. So bring the siblings, bring the friends, and we're going to explore different movement styles, different dance activities, and it's really all focused on family connections. So your relationships in your families and how you really identify and connect with your family. So it's going to be in our new space, and it's just going to be a really fun way to spend your Saturday morning.
And tell us a little bit about your new space, because I was looking at 212 45th Street.
Yeah.
Where is this? I know it's in Lawrenceville, but how long have you guys been there now?
Oh, my goodness. So it still feels brand new, but I think we've been there now a little over a year, which is insane to me. And it's right in the center of Lawrenceville. So it's kind of right in the heart of Lawrenceville. And you said it perfectly. I mean, it's right on 45th and Butler. So the building, it's this beautiful brick building called the Butler Street Loft. And so we share it with tenants. And then there are a couple other businesses in the front of the space. And then we have this large studio space. And the whole bottom floor are offices and conference rooms. So it's a very new thing for Attack Theater, because we're always like, let's go into the community, let's do stuff. But now we have a space where people can come to us. And we have a creative learning lab, which is going to be kind of our arts education space, which is obviously my baby. And that's going to go under construction starting around February. So, it's a beautiful space with a lot of stuff happening and a lot of possibilities.
That's insane. That's really exciting to know. And we've linked to attacktheater.com. Now, this will be, it is attacktheater.com. It's going to be a week from today, from 10 to 11 o'clock. This is on the 18th of December, 1 week from today. All ages are welcome, but it's particularly focused to 3 to 6 year olds.
Yeah, exactly.
So what a great opportunity. There's COVID safety protocols that will be followed. You can learn about those at the website. And it's a great chance. Attack Theater, for parents with kids this age, you'll enjoy just some of the novel things that Attack Theater will tease out of you. And you'll be able to take some things home with you in terms of techniques and, future things you can do together. So it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, that was perfect. Yeah, you seriously nailed it. And it's free. It's free. There's no registration required. So, you can arrive a little late. You can arrive a little early. And it's just a fun dance day.
And you also can see this beautiful space in Lawrenceville. Congratulations on that. And it does still feel like it's new, I'm sure, because with the pandemic, it still hasn't been fully celebrated yet, but hopefully we'll come around soon.
No, yes, 100%. It still feels new, and we're just kind of getting into the flow of in-person programming. I mean, we have a Movement Makers Winter Break program also coming up after Christmas, and we're doing shows in person again, and it's ever evolving. It's perfect around the holidays, because it's like the gift that keeps on giving,
You sound so happy, and I'm glad you do. It's happening again a week from today at Attack Theater's new Lawrenceville space. And if you go to attacktheater.com, you can find out more information. Anything else that you'd like to mention, Allison?
Yeah, I think the only other thing is our Movement Makers Winter Break program. So that's December 27th through the 30th, and it's our first ever in our new space, and that's for students in grades K through 5. We're going to be doing visual arts and dance and from all styles, and we're going to be working with an amazing visual artist, Tara Mays, and that's also on our website. So we have a lot of family fun programming happening in the next couple weeks. So definitely check out our website, and hopefully we'll see you there.
Sounds wonderful. Allison, thank you for being with us.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having us. As always, we appreciate you so much.
Thanks, you too.
All right.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list, he's checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He's sure when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. So you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
No kung fu, bicycle spokes and kitty cars too. Kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're going to build a toy land all around the Christmas tree. So you better watch out and don't you cry. You better not pout, let me hit you wide.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you, he knows when you've been, he can dig it when you, so be good for goodness sake. Yeah, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'll tell you why.
Santa Claus is coming.
That's the Christmas Jug Band here at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and SLBRadio.org/radio. While we have a quick intermission, I would like to encourage you to please take a moment to join John in Carrick, as well as another John who just made a contribution, and consider making a donation to slbradio.org, SLB Radio, during our year-end donor drive. I've been at this for a long time, not just being here on the radio with you, but asking for money on behalf of the notion of community-oriented public radio, going back to the early 70s, clear through today in the 2020s. It's hard to believe it's been that long. But radio like this has always relied on a relatively small number of people to make it work. It's really interesting. We've had 132 donors so far. Think about that number. That might be the number of folks that could fit into a small movie theater or maybe a small high school auditorium, a portion of it. But when you consider the number of people who are actually listening to the radio, it's a significantly larger number, usually on the order of magnitude of 100 times or more larger in size. Are you with me still? The reason for that is only about 1 out of 1,000 people think about making a contribution, and then only about 1 out of 100 people actually follow through with a contribution. And it's not due to people being stingy or not wanting to contribute or wanting to rely on others. It's simply a matter of time and inclination. A donation at any amount, we've had donations ranging from $5 to $1,000, makes a difference. But the reason for that big difference between the number of people listening and the number of people actually following through and donating is more so due to convenience and time and even awareness of the need for donations than it is in terms of ability to donate or a desire to donate. I hope that makes sense. That's why at SLB, we've always believed in having an annual campaign where it's super easy. You just call Ricky or me, and we securely process a donation by telephone, or you go to slbradio.org/donate, where you can use PayPal, Amazon, Facebook, or a credit card of your choice, or you simply send the check of an amount of your choice to SLB P.O. Box 10092, Pittsburgh 15233. Again, the key message that I want to get to you is if you haven't made a donation or if it's been a while since you've made one, you're in good company. That's the very reason that we have donor drives like this. This is the time we've made it really easy. And we hope if you like what you hear, you'll follow through now. Our number, 1-888-752-7234 or 412-200-5975 or visit slbradio.org/donate. Thank you if you've already made a donation. If it's not within your budget at this time, we understand. And if you haven't yet and have been looking for the opportunity, this is it. It's easy, simple. I've watched Ricky process a donation in 30 seconds or so as the phone has rung. And we hope we'll hear from you this morning by phone or at slbradio.org/donate.